We're at the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention in Asheville, and joining us today is Clay Bertram. Clay has been a part of the operating committee for the last 3 years now. Clay, for folks that maybe don't quite understand how the beef checkoff actually operates and how they allocate money, how they invest money on behalf of cattle producers, how important is that operating committee?
Well, Ron, I'm very honored to serve going into my fourth term of that group, and it's a 20-member panel, 10 from the CBB and 10 from the Federation of State Beef Councils that interview each year to serve on that very honored group. And so we are dedicated and have to decide how that 50 cents of the national dollar is spent on promotion, education, and research ARs that are presented at the summer convention and then analyzed by the Beef Promotion Operating Committee in September each fall.
So as that work actually goes on, you're, in effect, the gatekeepers of exactly how those monies are going to be spent.
Yes, we are, and it's a very time process. It's not taken lightly. It's not time-consuming. It's a 3 days that's very hard and steadfast and takes a lot of study and an effort put into that process.
Now, you were telling me that, you know, you've watched it for a couple of years from the back of the room before you actually moved up and was a part of the committee. It's changed over the last few years.
It's changed a lot. And if you look at the collaboration with the Cattlemen's Beef Board and with the Federation and how those two entities work together with the shrinking of the dollars that we have to work with and with the great proposals that are brought to us by all the contractors. You know, it'd be great if we had 10 contractors out there bringing us proposals, but, you know, we only have a limited number of contractors that are bringing us proposals. And so we have a limited number of dollars, and we have to make cuts, and we have to make cuts across the board.
And over the years, we have kind of seen both the number of dollars shrink somewhat. You know, it's up and down because of how many cattle we got in the country, but it's also the buying power of those dollars continues to shrink.
Yeah, you have to look at the main thing that I look at is a return on investment, what we're getting for that. And, you know, and there was a study done 2 years ago that showed that the dollar investment is a return of $11.20, back for our investment of that $1.
You're, you know, getting ready to go. It looks like you're being nominated to go into that fourth year, as you mentioned. Where are the priorities? What are you most interested in when it comes to a project that will receive some dollars from cattle producers?
Well, we have to continue to look at our foundation, and that's research. But I think a new area that we need to try to look and expand upon is producer education. Do the producers really know what the checkoff does, and what are we doing out in the countryside to educate those producers about the checkoff and what it does for them, and what does that ROI mean back to them, their return of that dollar that they pay each week at the sale barn, at the feed yard when they put those cattle on feed.
That perception back in the country is important.
Yes, it's very important, and we need to educate all those producers, whether that be at your local county cattlemen's meeting, your state association that you might go to. You know, contact your state beef council. Educate them, you know, ask for materials of what that does, you know, search out the directors on those boards and what it means to them to serve.